When Haley Swanberg clocks into work, she starts her car and waits for an alert from Favor on her phone.
So basically what happens is Favor will come in and I say, I'm on it.
During the day, she's an architect. At night, she makes deliveries. Favor is an app, like Lyft or Uber, not for sharing rides, for deliveries. Customers download the Favor app to place orders on a smartphone. Meals are the most common request, especially around lunch and dinner. Swanberg usually works a 3-hour evening shift in downtown Dallas.
I think it's really, really fun, and it's really easy money.
She earns $15 an hour on average. Her biggest pay for a shift was a whopping $115 from several big food orders. Favor has competition from apps like Postmates, DoorDash, and Caviar. These services only deliver food. With Favor, customers can also request errands.
I had to go buy like somebody's booster seat at Target one day. One time I had to pick up somebody's dog and like take it to the vet. Nothing too crazy yet though.
Harry Campbell used to be an aerospace engineer. Now he's a full-time blogger at therideshareguy.com. It's a how-to for anyone looking to get into this kind of business. Campbell has worked for Postmates before and is currently training for DoorDash.
And there are a ton of people out there doing it, and there are a ton of people enjoying it.
Customers also enjoy the experience. SMU student Mary Charles Byers likes the convenience and uses Favor for food delivery pretty regularly.
Or if there are any reasons you can't get to a place, so easy to use, they just come to your door, drop it off, you pay through your app, and it's really simple.
Simple, sure, and customers pay for it. Favor adds a 5% service charge plus a $6 delivery fee. That's not including a tip for the driver. Postmates' delivery fee is $5 with a 9% service fee, but there's no tips. So with either service, a $6 combo from Taco Bell will cost customers around another $6 in fees. SMU student Maria Santiago tried Postmates once and doesn't plan on using it again.
The delivery charge is a lot. It's the same price that you're paying for the actual food. If you think about it, I would just rather do it myself and just go.
Harry Campbell, the rideshare blogger, says there are kinks to work out for drivers too. He's not happy with the Postmates pay model.
You're only paid from where you pick up the food to the drop-off point. So all of that in-between time while you're waiting for the food, while you're ordering, a lot can go wrong during that time and you're not paid for any of it.
How are y'all doing today? Hi, I'm good. I'm picking up an order for Terry.
At the end of her shift on a Wednesday night, Haley Swanberg is delivering lobster to a customer in Highland Park.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Sorry, I was driving over there and there was a lot of traffic, and so I was like, oh, she said 7:20, I'm going to try to get there as fast as I can, so I apologize for that.
It's okay.
For all the convenience these delivery apps offer, the road to success can still be a little bumpy. For KERA News, I'm Lauren Aguirre.